You are my inheritance, O Lord. We sang that in our responsorial psalm. You are my inheritance, O Lord. And that little refrain right there is really something that should be maybe uttered by our lips every morning. To be able to acknowledge in our mind that, Lord, you are my inheritance. I long to be with you as you long to be with me. To be in communion, to be joined together for all eternity. That's why Christ comes to earth. To bring us the inheritance of eternal life. To share with us the glories of heaven. And that's what we hear about in the very first reading. That the inheritance of the elect, they will shine like the stars forever. They will be of the splendor of the firmament. Because the inheritance is eternal life. And now, my brothers and sisters, though, as we have that in the forefront of our mind, to choose that inheritance, to be able to say, you are my inheritance, O Lord, it's a choice on our part. Because there's another type of inheritance. The other inheritance is also mentioned in the first reading, where it simply says, others shall be an everlasting horror and disgrace. That's what the evil one, that's what Satan tries to present to us. Now the thing is Satan's smart enough to know he just cannot present to us horror and disgrace when compared to eternal life. We're not dumb. We're going to choose eternal life. But the thing is Satan doesn't work it that way. What Satan does is he says, you know, you can have an inheritance right now. It's what St. Teresa of Avila would call ready cash. That we're so kind of fickle at times that we just want things immediately. We want it almost right at our fingertips. And in that very part, we want ease. We want comfort. And Satan just simply says, you know what, I can do that. You know what, maybe just have some more money. Work a little bit more longer at your job. Store up that extra money and things will be easy. You know what, spend less time with your family. Because that will bring then this ease of having the financial security that you want. I can give you that inheritance. But it's at the detriment of what God has established from the very beginning of creation when He created Adam and Eve, that very first marriage, so that man and woman may work together to be one as a family, as a unit, in the very company of God. You see, Satan is always trying to drive between us, another type of inheritance. An inheritance that takes us away from the Lord, that cuts us off from Him through sin. So it could be greed, but he could also look at it and say, you know what, wouldn't you like just a little bit more control of the situations? That you could be in a way kind of top dog to be able to direct everything around. That you have the authority to do this or that. Without anyone else. You know how much easier things would go then if you just had that ability. But the thing is when we look upon the crucifix, that's not an aspect of power, that's an aspect of weakness. That's an aspect of humility. This is the inheritance that Christ is offering to us, that as He offers Himself so that you and I may be joined to Him. Satan tries to drive a wedge into that by offering us this power and to think that we're the ones in control. Those are just two examples. One could go with fame, popularity. Another one could be towards just pleasures of life, of eating a lot of food or drinking a lot or just lust. There's so many sins that Satan tries to put in front of us to think, you know what, that is what I want. That's the inheritance. But where does that end up? Ends up in everlasting horror and disgrace. It cuts us off from what we prayed at the very beginning. You are my inheritance, O Lord. I long to be with you. I long to be joined to you. To be written in your book. And I was written, and each of us was written in that book at the very moment of our baptism. You see, God wants to give us the inheritance right at the very beginning. The inheritance isn't just in heaven. God loves us so much and wants us to be in union with Him so immediately that He wants it now. And it happened first at our baptism. And it continues to happen every time we come to Mass. That He wants this communion, that He becomes our very food. This is our inheritance. To receive Jesus inside of us. So it prepares us to be able to receive Christ for all eternity in heaven. To be in His presence, in all of His glory. This is our inheritance. But that's why Satan tries to put sins in front of us. Because when we commit a mortal sin, we are no longer receiving this inheritance. We cannot receive Holy Communion in a state of mortal sin. Because what I have done is I have said, Lord, you're not my inheritance. This sin is my inheritance. But that's why we have confession. There's times I have to walk in there and simply I basically say, you know what, I chose the wrong inheritance. I chose my sins rather than choosing you, God. And I'm sorry. I hand them to you to be forgiven. I desire to be restored to the inheritance that you want to give me because I long to be united back with you. And that's what's so great about His forgiveness. That's what we heard about in that second reading. That Jesus dies so that when we do choose wrongly, when we go after the inheritance of Satan, He's there to forgive us. And we can be put right back on track with the inheritance that God wants to give. Communion with Him. To be united with Him. And so, my brothers and sisters, when will the fulfillment of this inheritance come about? When is that end of the world? Only the Heavenly Father knows. But it's on our part to be vigilant. To continue each and every single day to wake up and to simply say, Lord, You are my inheritance. I choose to be united to You today. That through this very Eucharist that we receive, I choose to be united to You throughout this week. So that when I come next Sunday, I am still saying, You are my inheritance, Lord. I long to be in communion with You. I long to be one with You. As You long to be one with me. May we be vigilant in offering that as our prayer. You are my inheritance, O Lord. So that we may come to its fulfillment as saints in heaven. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.